Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Christine Valente, who serves as Vice President of Delivery and Operations for Meridian Technologies and has more than 15 years of experience in the technology workforce solution space. And Christine, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, you're more than welcome. Great to have you on. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, if you would, share a little bit about the marketplace that you work in at Meridian Technologies, including some of the key market drivers that you're seeing right now. Let's start there.
Yeah, so Meridian specializes in technology. And over the last few years, the big data revolution has really taken off. Artificial intelligence and robotics are certainly very, very needed and highly specialized resources. So on the hunt for talent, those are areas in which, you know, we're certainly seeing a tick up from a demand standpoint. Every organization, every industry really leans heavily on security, data analytics, and digital transformation really are leading across the technology need space.
And that certainly is a great opener, and thanks for laying the groundwork there. Now, as a company that provides IT workforce and consulting, how does Meridian Technologies help fuel enterprise transformation for the client? Get into that as well.
Yeah, so Meridian, actually, we span many different industries. So financial services, retail, insurance, pharmaceutical, healthcare, you name it. We really are in those areas as far as it relates to workforce solutions. So, and most of our customers are really looking to build strong, you know, lean and healthy enterprises. And in doing so, they're leaning on companies like ours to really help them build those teams, simplify the onboarding process, and then help build meaningful technology solutions that will truly transform the way that they're engaging with their current customers. We have a really large database of over a million consultants in our network, and we really try to leverage them to make strong contributions to, you know, our customers' everyday goals.
Now, Christine, also your organization services federal government agencies as well as the commercial market. What are some key differences in working within those two fields?
Yeah, so there are definitely some major differences between the two. You know, when I think about, you know, the federal government, we think about their differences as it relates to mission, regulations, funding. You know, something as simple as decision making is all very different in the federal world. And, you know, we actually have an internal team dedicated to supporting the federal government clients just because of all of the nuances that they hold. So on the commercial side, you know, things might be as far as mission, you're talking about selling goods and services, very different than security, public safety, healthcare, education, you know, things of that nature. So even just the way that you're engaging on a day-to-day with that client is very different than on the commercial side. Even the regulations, you know, again, there are regulations for commercial clients, but very different than the regulations that you're dealing with when it comes to government agencies.
Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense, and no surprise on the differences as well. Today, we're joined by Christine Valente, who serves as Vice President of Delivery and Operations for Meridian Technologies and has more than 15 years of experience in the technology workforce solution space here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, companies and agencies face pressure to do more with less and also cut costs and even lessen the sizes of their staff in today's economic climate. What's one tip you have for leaders to continue to effectively manage and engage their team members effectively to drive retention amidst the age of churn? Talk to us about that. I'm sure listeners would appreciate your feedback there.
I think my one piece of advice would really be to take a holistic approach. Ever since COVID, we've really been forced to get scrappy and be resourceful when it comes to finding solutions that have worked when in remote life. And so I think being super flexible and continuing to listen to your teams and listen to what they're trying to say and what's important to them, and trying to provide that balance, just like we did then, I think that will really help drive that engagement and and retention.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback. Much appreciated. Now, also, regardless of the economic climate, why is now especially a time when a talent war for the best of the best in technology continues to be a challenge for the industries that you serve in terms of new hires?
I'm not necessarily sure. It's just a matter of, you know, economic drivers in the current market that's making it difficult. There's so many factors. And I feel like, again, since COVID, people have really truly started working in a different way and proven successful. So across the workforce, flexibility and remote work is really no longer viewed as an option, but a requirement to so many. So again, I think really understanding what's important to your employee and the employee experience, corporate culture, staying aligned, making sure that we have really data-driven performance goals so that we can truly manage through that, but allowing for that flexibility is critical.
It certainly is, and that flexibility piece is certainly critical. Lastly, what advice would you offer to companies that are seeking to retain top talent and to further optimize technological innovation? And what advice would you give to companies that are looking to outsource needed skills? I know that's a double ender there, but thanks so much for your feedback on that as well.
Yeah. So again, I think to retain that top talent, it really boils down to culture and the employee experience in general. When you create a really strong baseline and culture for your teams, they overperform. Anywhere you look, you can see evidence of that. And so I think easier said than done, but creating a culture that is communication and data driven, I think is just key to success in today's climate. Along with, you know, again, partnering with a company like Meridian, right, who is proven to be successful, who can help with that, some of that heavy lifting when you're talking about recruitment and really letting them be the experts and giving some guidance. And, you know, again, it frees up time to really focus in on what you all do best, which is, you know, delivering projects.
Christine, again, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today on behalf of Meridian Technologies. If listeners wanted to tap into Meridian Technologies and or to be in contact, where is the best place to do so?
Yes. Thanks again for having me. So the best place to find us is at the consultingsolutions.com website. You can also find us at LinkedIn under Consulting Solutions. Again, I'm Christine Valente, a part of the Meridian Technologies company here today. And again, I thank you for having me.
And Christine, it certainly has been our pleasure, and you are more than welcome. Again, folks, for further details, visit consultingsolutions.com. Christine, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Christine Valente, who serves as Vice President of Delivery and Operations for Meridian Technologies and has more than 15 years of experience in the technology workforce solution space. And for all the details, simply visit consultingsolutions.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.